Welcome to Fat Camp Show number 20 for sometime around the first of the year. Fatbike.com presents Fat Camp, a more or less monthly podcast covering different technical aspects of fat and plus bikes. Look for all our shows at fat-bike.com/radio or subscribe to our feed on iTunes.
Welcome, Fat Campers. We have a special episode. We have been, during this holiday break, we have had the opportunity to get out on some studded tires and be
the stud off.
Yes. And so we were thinking, holy cow, let's just record a discussion about this and call it the special episode. So this is it's all about studs. It's going to be a short one. So hopefully your commute's not too long today.
Maybe it's short. We'll find out.
Yeah.
Well, we're not promising anything. It might be long, might be short.
I get my ass in the grinder if it's too long because I've been gone out testing a lot, and so my family doesn't know who I am anymore.
So we have to talk about our testing protocol.
We can't talk about the whole testing protocol.
Not the entire testing protocol because there were some headset adjustments in there. However,
okay,
we had three different sets of studded tires.
Okay, question number one. Are there a lot of different options for studded tires?
There's not a ton.
Okay.
I think the V tire Snowshoe XL.
Yep.
Then the Snow Avalanche, which is also made by V tire.
Okay.
Which is relatively new. There's the Dillinger 4.
Yep.
Dillinger 5.
Yep.
And the Terrain Wazia, both 4 and 4.6.
Same tread pattern on the Dillinger 4 and Dillinger 5?
Basically, yeah. It's just been kind of enlarged. They appropriately sized it for the 5-inch, so you've got good side knobs.
So we had 3 out of the 4.
Correct. Well, three out of the 5 or 6, whatever that was.
Okay.
Yeah, so the tires we
protocol
tested,
yep,
the 4-inch Snowshoe Avalanche.
Yeah.
That's by V-Tire. We did a Dillinger 5, which has to be noted is that it's an older one. That's a tire I got. I've got two solid seasons on that one. And the reason why I mention that is because studs can get less sharp over time and mm-hmm. they wear down. I don't know how much that applies in this situation, but it's worth noting.
How much did you really use it in the last 2 years?
I don't think I mounted it all last year because we went straight into winter. And the year before that, I put several hundred miles on it, but I don't know much more than that.
Okay.
I'd be amazed if I put 1,000 miles on it.
Yeah.
I'd be really amazed. Yeah. So, okay, so we get the Dillinger 5, and then the other tire is the Terrain Wazia 4.6.
Okay.
I think it's worth mentioning that if you haven't already looked at my write-up for the Terrain Wazia, you should look at that. And the reason why I say that is because I give kind of like detailed pictures of what each of the different stud types look like.
Right.
And they are different.
And we're going to talk about them.
Yeah, the V-Tire, it's got kind of like a cone-shaped, supposedly carbide-tipped aluminum stud.
Yep.
The 45 North, they use a concave stud. So it's more or less you've got like sort of this rim, and then it dips down in the middle.
Yeah.
So there isn't like any like pointy section per se. And then the Wazia has kind of like a similar concave stud design to the 45 North, but somehow they like chopped out portions of it, so there's like 3 points on the end of that concave stud. And then not only that, but it's either 20 or 25% taller than the studs on either of the other ones if you go from the base of the stud to the top of the stud.
Okay. But and the placement
The placement and the count of the studs is very different. I'd have to go back and look at that article to have my numbers exactly right, but I know that both the V tire and the 45 North tire have more than 200 studs. It's somewhere around 220.
Right.
I want to say it's like 220 to 250 ish.
Okay.
It's just less than 250. And the studs on the 45 North are placed widest of the three options.
Uh-huh.
Like if you measured the outside row to the outside row, I want to say that was like 90 millimeters. The Terrain Wazia was like 70 millimeters. And then the V tire, which is, you know, kind of a different class of tire. Both the casing width on the Terrain Wazia and the 45 North are really, really, really similar. On a 100 mil rim, both measure out at about 4.6 inches.
Okay.
On a regular, I don't know, like 70 mil rim, it's like 4 1/4.
Okay.
But then the V tire, which is a 4-inch tire, that was narrower. And I want to say it was like 65, 67 millimeters, somewhere in there.
And it's not as wide of a tire, though, either.
Correct. Yeah, exactly. Okay. So it naturally, like when you think about the contours of a tire, you know, even though the studs are narrower, the most outmost studs are narrower, they're still kind of further outboard, more towards your side knobs.
Right.
On the 4-inch tire.
So check out that article. Look at those pictures so you know what we're talking about.
Yep. Important stuff.
And then, well, what happened is that we got...
Yeah, and then
got
now
some good snow.
Now we got to talk about our conditions and why
right,
we
right.
did this.
Right. So we had good snow.
We had amazing snow.
Yeah, it was great.
We ended up having about 2 feet of snow.
Yeah, it was great. And then...
It wasn't.
Freaking Christmas came, and it warmed up to 50, give or take 3 degrees, and rained.
Yeah.
And just everything drained right through.
Yep.
Nothing had, we didn't really have a chance to pack anything down. Snowmobiles did a little bit, but there was so much powder.
But the thing was, what happened in there was like right around Christmas Day. And... I'm going to say this in kind of a disparaging way, but every single redneck got out in their truck and like went around and went two tracking on Christmas Day.
Woohoo.
Yeah. You know, there's nothing like building family, like going out two tracking on Christmas Day. And that just completely, and that was one of like the really warm days. So it just completely fucked all of the trails.
Driving through slush.
Yeah. So, you know, it essentially took the slush. It stirred it all up. You know, we have all these ruts. We've got, you know, it made texture to all of the snow. It like basically took slush and like tossed it off and like sprayed it.
Yeah.
And then it all froze that night.
And then in some spots in the woods, it got down to just a very thin skin.
Well, or you've got puddles.
Oh, yeah.
So you had the puddles, and then you've got like the sort of the, you know, in some, there's varying depths of puddles. There's some puddles that were thin that froze solid, and there are some puddles that, you know, form these big pools, and only, you know, like the top would freeze, and then it'd be water.
So a shit ton of snow, warm up, rain, traffic.
Yeah.
Then a hard refreeze.
Yeah. So if you're not riding studded tires, you're going to die trying to ride the trails.
Well, that's what happened our first time out. I was on Bud and Lou, and Ken was on the Terrains, the Wazias, and we made a right hand turn, and I put my foot down and said, "I'm not going any further." It took me just to grossly exaggerate it, but it took me like 10 minutes to make the turn.
Yeah.
And it was just like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, I mean,
can't even turn right here.
Yeah, it was just glare ice there.
So our ride shortened up.
Yep.
And you got to test out the Wazias that day.
Yep, and they were awesome.
Oh, it was amazing. What you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like, you know, I was like doing standing starts just to see if I could, you know, spin out type of thing.
Yeah, good stopping.
Yeah, it was just perfectly controlled. Yep. Whereas, I mean, you like thought you were going to die. I was just out there having fun. So,
oh no! It was nasty. I'm probably as safe to assume that most people that listen to this discussion have ridden on the sketch conditions.
Yeah, at some point in time, you know, you've run into them,
right? So that was on a Tuesday, I think. So then what we do is we come back home and we peel off the Bud and Lou and we throw on my bike the V tire.
Sorry, by the way, to your listeners out there, I was just trying to adjust his
mic
level, trying to raise it up a little bit, and I think I might have raised it too high.
So, no, then we come back and we put on the V tires on my bike, and then and then you switch bikes.
This is where we get into the testing protocol.
Right.
So, luckily, we haven't got any additional new snow or anything like that. So we have pretty stable snow conditions. Everything's been below freezing.
Ice conditions.
Yeah, it's really more what it is.
For like 3 or 4 days.
Yeah, so we've had day after day after day of the same exact thing. So what we've been doing is going out into this riding area where there's like 45 miles of trail that we can end up riding around on. And trying different spots.
Right.
So over multiple days, we overlapped on some of the same trails. We did new trails. We changed tires. What I would try to end up doing is riding two different tires during a given day. And then I finally realized our conditions are so stable. That's stupid.
Mm-hmm.
If I like a setup, I'm just going to keep riding the setup.
Right.
So the first day you were on the V tire, snow avalanche.
180 degree change from what I was able to do the first day.
Yeah. And the first day he didn't have any studs on at all. So you had a really good experience on those.
Amazing.
Yep. I first started off on the Dillinger 5s, then I ended up going to the Terrain Wazias halfway through the ride.
Right.
Both worked great.
Yeah.
And then the second day we ended up, we put the Dillinger 5s on your bike.
Yeah.
And I started out on the snow avalanche and I was planning to switch and then I never switched because never it was did. So awesome.
And I didn't really notice too much of a difference between the V tire and the Dillies.
Yeah, and I guess, you know, I want to kind of pause right now because we're going to get into intricacies of these tires. But at the same time that I say that, all three of the tires that we were riding were awesome. I mean, it was night and day difference between no studs and then any of these studded tires. And all of the studded tires were good.
Yeah, it allows you to ride 20 miles versus 9.
Yeah, and feel safe and just controllable and right. everything. It's like all of the studded tires that we tested were really good tires. So, you know, when we talk about, oh, this one's a little bit better on this or this one's a little bit better on this, we're talking fine granular differences. There is not a bad tire in this.
Right.
So, you know, if you do not have studded tires, pick up any studded tires that you can,
right.
and it's going to be a night and day difference. It's going to be a dramatic improvement. And then you can mince hairs after that.
Should we make mention of how much snow we had to go through?
And I think, yes. I think that's another very, very important caveat, because this does not talk about on snow, like fresh snow performance.
I mean, they're irrelevant on snow, but the tread pattern is very important.
Yeah, and I kind of have somewhat limited experience with the Wazias and with the snow avalanche tires in deeper snow. So like fresh okay. snow and things like that. So, right. you know, I've ridden the Wazias. I kind of had, I don't know, 3-4 rides in varying amounts of snow. I will, you know, just sort of straight up say they seem like they have excellent traction for drive. Their cornering is somewhat compromised. The front tire kind of wants to slip a little bit sideways, but that said, it's still a pretty good tire.
Mm-hmm.
The Wazia in the snow seems to end up working. It's a much more aggressive tire than Dillinger 5. So I think, you know, everything, all indicators that I've got right now, and this is kind of early days, I haven't really fully tested it, but it seems like the Wazia is a really, really, really good traction drive tire.
Okay.
And it's an okay front tire.
Gotcha.
But not a great front tire. And I guess kind of where I put, you know, the great label is the 45 North Flow Beast. That's a great front tire.
Mm-hmm.
The Surly Bud. Those are two great front tires.
Yeah.
I'd actually, for a 4-inch tire, I would put the Snow Avalanche as a great front tire
in oh, that really?
Category. Yeah. I don't have extensive time in snow, but I got some time in really sloppy, kind of muddy conditions, and I've got some time in the snow, yeah. Varying conditions, and that Snow Avalanche really impresses me. I think it's the best V tire that I've ever ridden. And this is coming from somebody who's ridden a fair number of E-tires, like the Snowshoe XL, you know, the 2XL, the Apache Fatty. This just seems like it's their best all-round design in general.
What kind of conditions, snow conditions, how would you describe what we had to, these last 3 or 4 days?
It wasn't really snow. We had some crust.
Right.
But it didn't. There was we did a couple of different rides and people were on varying setups. One of the rides we ended up doing, three of the guys were on Dillinger 5s, mm-hmm. and then I was on the Snow Avalanche, the V tire. And I shouldn't say I'm by far the heaviest. I think I'm the second heaviest of the group.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas the other two guys are both fairly lightweight and they were on the Dillinger 5s, and I didn't feel like I was in it at any disadvantage at all. So it really wasn't a test of flotation and how it handles deeper snow at all whatsoever.
Right. So we don't know. We're just talking about studded tires on icy conditions.
Yeah. We're talking stud performance. We're not talking tread performance right now.
Stud performance.
Yes. It's all about the stud performance, man.
Fucking disgusting. Do you want to start out with like one tire and just tear it apart and then move on to the next tire?
Yeah. Let's do it.
I want to go with the V tire first.
Okay.
Yeah. Because that one, the thing that I noticed, and it could be now that upon hindsight, that I had a leaky tubeless situation, but they seem to roll better than the other tires are.
Okay. This is where I'm going to say, you know, there's no ambivalence. That V tire. Okay. This is my one swear for the thing.
Oh,
the V tire fucking rocks when it comes to rolling resistance.
Yeah. That's what I noticed.
The V tire is a really fast tire, and it kind of, I don't have a ton of rides on it, so let me kind of give some perspective. But we ended up doing a ride on it was snowing at the time, but it was melting when it got to the ground, so it ended up being more mud conditions than it did actually, you know, like snow or like straight up dirt conditions.
Right.
And that tire, it gripped better in corners and it rolled faster than a lot of other tires that were around us. So like we had a really sizable group, and I kind of know what my fitness level is compared to the other people we were riding with.
Yeah.
And those V tires, the Snow Avalanche, rolled better than anything else out there, and they cornered better than anything else out there. So that's saying a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, I was super, super, super impressed with those.
That was one thing. That was what I noticed right away.
Exactly. And then we ended up going with that group where, you know, there was three people on Dillinger 5s, and then there was me on the, you know, the Snow Avalanche, and I was just, like, killing everybody as far as rolling resistance. So they were dramatically faster on the icy kind of conditions that we ran into, and I felt no disadvantage when we got into the crustier, deeper snow where you had to actually break trail.
Right.
I was able to break trail just as easily as anybody, and I was able to, you know, kind of, like, hop in and follow just as well as anybody else.
Interesting about the stud pattern on that tire, on the V tire, though.
Well,
about because there's two rows of studs. There's an inner row and an outer row, and the inner row is very prevalent.
Well, it protrudes.
It protrudes, yeah.
Yes.
Whereas the outer row.
So okay, so the center row, you've kind of got like on all these studs, you've got a stud base, and then you've got like a protuberance. You've got a part that sticks out.
It looks like a dog's dick.
Well, the side knobs do. That's, and he couldn't hold himself back.
No,
I was kind of just waiting for the dog dick analogy to come up.
It reminded me of it. Yeah.
So, and the center of the V tire, the stud base is right at the top of the knobs, and then you've got this cone that kind of pops up for the stud itself, and the, you know, as far as like how well the studs work on ice, I felt like the V tire had as good of traction on the ice, and like just total glare ice. I'm not talking any texture whatsoever at all. Just complete glare ice. It had as good a traction as the 45 North concave stud.
Right.
Now, I felt like it fell far behind the Terrain Wazia, which is a taller stud, and it's marketably stiff or sharper. Excuse me.
Oh, okay.
That has got way better attraction on just complete glare ice.
Okay.
So if you're going to ride across a lake and it's completely smooth and things like that, the Terrain Wazia is the best traction tire, hands down.
Okay.
You go over to the V tire, and that's pretty much equal to the 45 North tire on those kind of conditions.
Yeah.
The thing that was interesting about the 45 or the V tire was that it seemed like it gripped onto texture in snow better than any of the other tires. And I guess this is an important thing to note. The V tire that we were using is the white compound. Mm-hmm. It's their pure silica compound, a PSC, which according to marketing copy and everything that I know about this, that silica is supposed to grip snow very well. It's a lower durometer rubber. It's got all these positive beneficial things where it's going to be lower rolling resistance on the snow. And that completely and totally was borne out on our ride results.
Gotcha, yeah.
But it seems like it's a fast and a really good tire, regardless of how you cut it.
But the outer row, though.
Okay, yes.
That's where the studs are kind of hidden.
Yeah. You wouldn't let me get past the dog dick.
No. They're kind of hidden, and then when you lean it over.
To kind of talk about this V tire a little more. As you go from the center knobs, which I think were like 4 or 5 millimeters tall, to the outer knobs, the side knobs are 8 millimeters high. So they're considerably higher. They're almost twice as tall as the center knobs are.
Okay.
So as you go out, it almost seems like the stud, like pocket, is the same depth. Because you've got more or less three different rows of knobs on the tire. You got the center row, you got an intermediate row, and then you got an outer knob row.
Mm-hmm.
And the studs are only on the inner row, and they're only on the intermediate. They're not on the outermost. And those intermediate knobs, the studs in there, are kind of like they're, I don't know.
It's like a dog's dick.
They don't come out until they're needed.
Right.
And
they're kind of hidden in there.
Yeah. And they're just kind of buried in the knob.
And you press on it.
Well, you talked about it. Like you go into a corner.
Yeah.
And they don't catch for a second. And then all of a sudden.
They're there. Catch. Yeah. The lipstick pops out and it like twice. I was like, oh, wow. Holy cow. Brought me right back.
They cornered really well.
Yeah.
So a lot of impressive characteristics about the V tire.
I wonder if that's on purposely. I wonder if they did that purposely.
I have no idea. I mean, I'll be perfectly honest. I don't want to be disparaging a V tire, but it seems like they kind of like throw a lot of stuff out there and see what sticks.
Yeah.
You know, no pun intended.
Right.
But this is one of those cases where they might not have designed that in. They might have just designed the stud depth to be so far away from the casing depth and. It just happens to work out really well.
I think I described it as the actual breed was a dachshund. I think that's what it was.
Thanks for that visual,
that
Andy.
That paired with the double chocolate espresso goo.
Oh, we won't get into that. No, we will not get into that.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, moving on.
Right.
So, you were impressed.
Yeah,
I was impressed.
Yep. Rolls really well. Corners good. And then just like any studded tire, it allows you to keep on riding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. So I was very impressed with that.
Let's go to the terrain. I didn't do that.
Yeah. You haven't ridden the terrain. Like we mentioned before, as far as just pure like glare ice, the Wazia is the bomb. The Wazia's got fewer studs. It's only got about 150 studs. I want to say it's like 157 or 156 or something like that.
So then common folk like me would think that would not be as grippy.
Correct. The thing is the studs are, what is it? It's like 20-25% longer.
Okay.
So, they stick out more.
Gotcha.
So they're way sharper because of the way the tip is shaped.
Okay.
Like I was talking about, it looks like originally it was kind of like a concave shape, like the 45 North, but then they cut in portions of it. So like there's this triple point on it.
Gotcha.
And it's noticeably sharper than any of the other studs.
Hmm.
So you've got the combination of them being taller. You got the combination of them being sharper. I don't know what to attribute it
to. So they would need, then they just need less blah, blah, blah.
Right. That's exactly what their theory is and what kind of their marketing speak is.
Gotcha.
But I can, you know, back it up. Definitely. It's the grippiest on glare ice. That said, it's kind of like brakes. And I don't know how else to kind of compare it. But there's some brakes that have really, really like super strong braking power
yeah.
and then don't modulate very well. And then there's some brakes that, you know, don't have the absolute power, but then they, you know, modulate really, really incredibly well.
Gotcha.
This is a subtle difference. I don't want to end up overemphasizing this, but with the Terrain tires, they don't modulate as well as the 45 North or the V tires.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So you go from it gripping super, super well to it not gripping, and it's a little bit more of a harsh transition.
Gotcha.
And I don't know what else to attribute it to other than the number of studs that you're dealing with.
Hmm.
But at the same time, it's still very, very controllable. You know, it's like, I mean, it's kind of like being like, which is better, Shimano brakes or, you know, SRAM brakes.
Right, right, right.
You know,
right.
It's like, you can talk about that until you're blue in the face.
They both stop you.
Yeah, as long as you're talking about the new good, like,
right.
Avid SRAM brakes. But They're both good setups.
Do you think that anything has to do with the stud pattern being narrower?
Well, I didn't.
Did you corner the motherfuckers? Oh, sorry.
That's your one.
Yeah, okay.
Yep. Yes, I did.
All right.
And I don't really notice it in cornering because even when you're on icy conditions, you can't lean the bike over far enough. Even though, because what Andy's talking about is the studs are considerably narrower on the Wazia.
The placement of them.
Yes, the placement is.
Right.
Are considerably narrower on the Wazia versus the 45 North.
Right.
And those are almost identical casing sizes.
Okay.
I did not notice it at all when it comes to cornering. What I have noticed, though, is that playing around on the beach where you've got a very exaggerated camber.
Yeah.
And that's where I've noticed that the Wazias slip a little bit earlier than the 45 Norths.
So is one of your takeaways from these last 3 days of intense tire testing at the
Federal Forest.
Right.
Manistee National or whatever it is. Yeah, Manistee.
Yeah, and my marriage is taking a hit because of it. But anyway, that stud placement is not that important.
I wouldn't necessarily say that. I just, between the different stud tires that we've looked at, you know, there's not a big variation in terms of performance on trail. You know, everybody's within sort of that pocket of what is good.
Gotcha. I'm just looking at the different pictures of the terrain, the V and the 45 North stud. Just a different type of stud design.
Well, and this is going to be an important factor over the long term, which we really can't speak to right now.
Right.
Because, you know, like the terrain tires, like I said, are super sharp. They're noticeably sharp.
Oh, yeah.
So how are they going to wear? You know, how are they going to wear over the long term? The 45 North, you know, that was one of the things. And, you know, I don't want to end up saying anything bad about 45 North because I haven't heard a marketing claim from them that hasn't had some grain of truth to it. But they talk about the concave studs, you know, sort of self-sharpening. I think I've heard that term in previous years.
Yeah.
I haven't heard of that recently. And that they stay sharp just is how they wear. Nah. And it makes me wonder with the Wazias, are you going to wear those triple points down and just be down to a concave stud? And then the question is, okay, so it's still going to be taller than the 45 North. So does that make a bigger difference than the sharp points? You know, are the sharp points the important part? I don't know.
To be determined.
Yeah. So that's long-term testing.
What about stud compound?
They're pretty much all the same. Supposedly aluminum kind of core to the stud, and then they've got a carbide tip.
Okay.
So they all should wear similarly. It's just more how geometrically, like how much material is there, and as it wears down, what happens.
Gotcha.
So you look at the V tire, that is just a straight up cone. So, you know, that sharp tip theoretically will wear off.
Right.
Whereas you look at the 45 North, it's concave. You've got this big rim, which has got more surface area. So therefore, it should be less susceptible to wear issues.
Right.
The, you know, terrain tire, you've got these triple points. So those points wear down. Then you start to get more like a concave stud. I mean, that's the theory. But I don't know how much it applies. So we haven't talked about the 45 North.
Oh, Dilly 5, yeah.
Yep.
And this one is the one that probably most people have ridden or have heard about or read about.
Well, it's one of the most famous tires.
It's been around, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
And you can finance them through your local bike shop.
Pretty much, yeah. They are the
all these tires are really freaking expensive, though.
Yeah. I will say the V tires, you can typically find them a little bit cheaper.
I'm really glad that you got these to test. It's awesome.
Yeah. Oh, exactly. It's a hit to go for the studded tires. Because, you know, let's face it, a lot of years you don't need studded tires if you go straight into winter.
Right.
But when you need them, shit.
Right.
You need them.
I know. I wish they would make a studded tire that was like aggressive snow tire, though, too.
Yeah. I have to admit that.
Like, like stud the Bud and Lou.
Well, okay.
Or so, stud the Beasties.
All right. So I can talk about logistical reasons why.
And we still have to talk about the Dilly 5s.
But when it comes down to like the Dilly 5, that is definitely a faster rolling setup. We haven't really talked about them yet, but it's like it has decently good drive traction. The cornering traction is okay. It's nothing great. It's a fairly short knob, so it rolls fast.
doesn't roll as fast as the V1, though.
No, but you're talking a 4.6-inch tire or whatever versus a 4-inch tire.
Right, so I don't know how much of a factor
that is.
Right, exactly.
So that definitely comes in to play.
Yeah.
But none of these tires are super aggressive. Of the tires, I would say the Turin Wazia is by far the most aggressive as far as the knobs go tire.
Oh.
So if you're going for just like one tire to kill it all,
right?
So you can handle deep powder snow, it's still going to roll fairly well, and then, you know, you want to end up having the studded performance, the Wazia has kind of got, I would say, the biggest range.
Gotcha.
So 45 North, you still haven't talked about your experience on that.
So I went from the V tire to the 45 North tire and did the obligatory glare ice, lock up your brakes, how long does it take me to stop? And then the sprint on the ice, you know, like how long does it take me to do that? And didn't notice too much. Like if I were to close my eyes, I probably wouldn't be able to tell. The only place that I did notice it was on that ice that's just like super chunk where our bros drove through with their big old trucks.
Yep.
And I didn't feel as stable on the Dilly 5 as I did on the V-Tire. But I don't know if that was... Man, there's so many variables.
There are.
You know, it could just be the section of ice I was on. It could be that because there was a dusting of snow, you know, the next time we rode, blah, blah, blah.
I don't know what to attribute it to other than the tread compound. That white tread compound really seems to grab onto stuff.
The other thing... And maybe this isn't a game changer or not, is that the V tires are tubeless ready.
Well, okay. That's
maybe we don't need to go there yet.
Gears a lot.
Okay, so let's just go back to traction. Let's just go.
We got
to
talk about that.
Stud performance, though. I would, you know what? I would go with what's ever on sale, probably. Even though I'd like the V tire because of that the traction, but I wouldn't want to get caught in fucking snow in that shit, though.
Exactly. That's what I was going to say. The V tire, I think that if I were going to race a tire, like if you ended up having melt conditions and you're going into a race, the V tire would be hands down the one I'd pick.
Right.
Because that sucker's smoking fast, has really good performance if you happen to hit snow.
Yep.
It's a 4-inch tire.
Yeah, I know.
You know?
I know.
It's in, you know, kind of talking about that, your tubeless performance is excellent. Pretty much all the V tires. I've never had a problem with the V tires as tubeless performance goes.
No, mine went bam.
Yeah, exactly. They seem to have the dimensions for the bead just right.
Mm-hmm.
And they seem to have the right amount of rubber or whatever it is, the right shape to the bead. Everything's really good in that respect. Oh, false start. He's trying to open a beer. Yes.
Go ahead.
So everything is really, really good when it comes to tubeless performance. And then also the amount of rubber coating sidewalls and things like that. Everything is just awesome about the V tire when it comes to tubeless performance.
Yeah.
So
totally.
The issue is that it's a 4-inch tire. And if you really get into the shit and you're a heavier guy, it might not be enough tire for you.
I don't have any reason to ever ride a 4-inch tire again.
Well, and then I rarely,
I know,
if ever, ride a 4-inch tire.
Right.
Because, I mean, I weigh almost 200 pounds.
Right.
You know, so it's like, it's really tough for me to end up finding conditions if there's real snow where a 4-inch tire is going to be, like, a good setup.
Oops. You're going to spill all that foam right in your crotch.
Thanks for that comment.
But I don't know. That's the debate.
Well, okay.
Like,
so
do you want a fatter tire with studs that may be, you know, just splitting hairs, not as stable, or do you want, you know,
the way I rank the tires, 45 North is probably the quickest and most versatile one of them in that it's got some volume.
Yeah.
So it can handle some, you know, some deeper snow.
Yeah.
It's got very good characteristics on those snow. Deeper snow where it's like, it's one of those tires that, once again, it modulates well. I don't know how else to put it. Like generally good tires modulate well, like where you can kind of feather the edge of traction. They do all of that well.
Right.
So especially if you end up putting it on a 100 mil rim where it's, you know, the full 4.6-inch width,
right.
It's a pretty sweet setup.
Right.
So if you're in a snow condition setup, that works really well. It still rolls really fast. If you're in just straight up ice situation, it rolls pretty darn good.
Yeah.
And it's got, you know, solid on ice performance.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you want to end up erring more on the aggressive knobby side of a tire, the Terrain Wazia is the way to go.
Right.
It's got the best glare ice performance. It rolls a little bit slower than the 45 North, but you've got really, really, really good drive traction. It's got solid cornering traction. And it's a fairly big tire.
Yeah.
And then you've got the V tire, which is limited as far as the volume and amount of float it can provide, but it corners super well.
Corners well.
It rolls really fast.
It does.
It seems like the compound just, if there's any texture to your ice and snow, it just grabs everything.
Yeah.
It works super, super, super well at that. And it's got great still glare ice performance.
Yeah. And it's white.
Yeah. That's, you know,
I don't know.
The white is kind of ugly.
It looks weird.
Yeah. It's skunk tires, man. I don't know. It kind of clashes with a couple of my bikes, and I don't want to end up having that be a reason why I decide to put tires on my bike or not put on my bike.
Exactly.
You know, that's a really lame reason.
Right.
But at the same time, you know, they'd still look kind of gay.
You're a metrosexual fat biker.
Whatever. Yeah. It's like, I mean, I don't want to end up, I shouldn't add any kind of sexual connotation, but it's just, they don't look good. That's the bottom line.
Right. Tubeless though, set up on the Dilly Fives.
The Dilly Five is a non-tubeless rated tire,
which, and it, according to our friends, needs a tube. Then
we won't get into that,
which is a bunch of hogwash.
But it is not a tubeless rated tire. They ended up updating the Dillinger 4 this year. They didn't update the Dillinger 5.
Really,
the Dillinger 4 has a slightly different knob layout, knob shape.
Oh, really?
It looks like it might corner better, but I don't really know. They're going to update the Dillinger 5 down the line. They just haven't yet. It's not going to happen this season. There's another tire, a studded tire that I totally blanked on at the beginning. Well, it kind of is a studded tire, but it's not really a studded tire because you can't get it with studs yet. And that's the 45 North Wrathchild.
Oh.
So the 45 North Wrathchild, it looks like kind of like a the Flow and Dunder Beast, which is a pretty darn aggressive knob, or the Van Helga or something like that, a very aggressively knobbed 4.6 inch tire.
Okay.
So it would end up being exactly what we were talking about, an aggressively knobbed, like, studded tire.
Right, but you can't get studs for it?
No, not right now. They 45 North ran into quality control issues. I guess this is what I read on the internets.
Okay.
And I don't know if this is accurate. I haven't heard from a representative.
Right, right.
They ran into quality control issues with the studs. They were going to come out with a new design. It was called their XL stud.
Okay.
And it didn't sound like it was a taller stud. It sounded like it was a bigger diameter stud.
Okay.
So they're still going with this concave design. So in theory, you know, the dip in the inner portion of it would end up being deeper. Because it's a bigger diameter circle.
All right.
So you'd have more biting edges. And I don't remember. They got some percentage of, like, how much more biting edge it's got. But you can't get them this year.
Oh.
And there's tons of fat bikers out there right now that need studded tires because they're in the same exact situation we're in where they had this big meltdown.
Yeah.
So
no point in talking about it. Can't get them.
Well, exactly. Yeah. I think the Wrathchild looks like it's a really, really, really good tire.
What about studding your own tires?
Well, that's something we can't really talk about because we haven't done it.
No.
But at the same time, there are some really good options like Grip Studs, and there's another brand. And I'm blanking on the name.
We screw them in there?
Yeah. Yeah. The Cold Cutters. That's the other one.
All right.
Yeah, and you can basically stud your own tires. The studs tend to stick out further. This is something I wanted to talk about. More aggressively knobbed tires.
There you go.
So there's some people out there that have studded like Budden Loos,
mm-hmm.
and that will work really well. The problem is that, like, if you look at the Budden Loo, sometimes you don't have a particularly big knob. So you've got the stud.
I've got a big knob. Go ahead.
You got this stud out at the end of this big, long, floppy knob.
Okay? This is a podcast about tires, right?
Which is, makes your comment so inappropriately timed. Because I was going to say that exact phrasing. But no, so you've got this, you know, you've got a fairly, you know, like unstable knob.
Floppy knob.
Yes, floppy knob. And you've got a stud on the end of it. So that stud is not going to end up like doing nearly what it could if it was on a stiff knob.
Stop. We can't talk about this anymore.
Oh, jeez. Oh, get your mind out of the gutter, man.
Oh, so if you're going to buy studs, you better have a stiff knob.
Exactly.
To make it work pretty well. Oh, good Lord. Put the kids away.
Yep. Get out the Viagra.
There was something else. Oh, what were we talking about, though? Tubeless ready?
So that's why the Wrathchild is so enticing. It does look like it's a taller knob tire. It does look like the knobs are properly designed to support the stud.
Okay.
So I think that really might be the best design tire. It's kind of the next evolution in what we've been seeing.
Right.
But what we see right now as far as the Terrain, that's just a kick-ass ice tire.
Right.
I mean, especially if you're doing lake stuff. You know, if you're riding over, you know, like frozen lakes and stuff like that, the Terrain is a really, 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 really good tire. And then it's going to be a really good just all-rounder tire. Dillinger 5, still super, super, super solid.
Yeah, and like you said, we're just – any studded tire is going to be way better than non-studded tire.
Yeah, big difference.
In that situation.
But we're going to end up having some aggressive options coming out.
Right.
At least one aggressive option.
I wonder, do most people ride tubeless or do they not ride tubeless?
Well, I think we're kind of in that transitional point, depending on when you bought your bike.
Okay.
There's a lot of people that don't have tubeless still.
Send us an email and let us know if you ride tubeless or tubes, and this will be our study, and I'll keep track of all five people that email us.
We should actually probably do a Google survey of our reader audience. Where we end up asking them,
just
are
put,
they tubeless?
Just put the
or
link
not tubeless?
On the in the show notes.
Yeah, I think that's a good call.
Oh, that'd be cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
And also, we're on the Instagram at Fat Camp Podcasters. I think it's Fat
plural?
Camp. Yeah, it is plural. Yeah.
Yep.
We got a lot of activity on the Instagram right now with the.
We got some good pictures on the Instagram.
It's Super Pooper went up, man.
Yeah, that was something we found.
Yeah.
Yeah, we found Hanky the Christmas poo out in the middle of the woods.
Yeah, this just crazy way to place the poop in the middle of nowhere.
Yep. Really made me want to poop. That's all I'm going to say.
What else do we want to talk about studs, though?
I don't really think there's a whole lot other to say. I mean,
special episode. It's just we're there. We're quick. We're
done. Yeah. And it's like we've had a lot of really recent riding experience.
Right.
And pretty much all the studded tires that we've been on, kick ass. I mean,
yeah.
I think that's the bottom line.
Yeah, you said it yesterday. You said it 2 days ago. It's like game changer.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And it's like, and they're all game changers.
Yeah.
They're all really kick butt.
Right.
And you're kind of mincing hairs as far as which one is better beyond that.
Right.
Now, I've ridden a Snowshoe XL, but I haven't ridden a studded Snowshoe XL. So I don't know how that kind of compares. The Snowshoe XL was, you know, a pretty okay tire.
Yeah.
I didn't think it was a great tire. I didn't think it was a bad tire. I thought it was a really solid tire.
Right.
So you put some studs on it, I'm guessing it's going to kick ass too.
It's probably going to work really well on ice.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's like, I think that's going to be a really good tire too. So I don't think you can go wrong with your studded tire options right now.
Does Surly make any studded tires?
No.
Must not have ice up in Minnesota.
Must not. Yeah.
That's
just
weird.
Goes right into the deep freeze.
Right.
Yep.
So there's our studded, our special edition studded Fat Camp podcast, all about studs, floppy
except
studs, stiff studs.
Yep.
Right. This is number 20, and then we got 21 coming down the road. Shoot. We haven't even put 19 out yet. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. 19 is coming soon. Yeah. I've been a little delinquent.
Well,
on
no,
that.
19,
so we're going to go
19
bam,
will be
bam.
Out.
You're going to hit herd 19.
Yeah.
20 is going to like blast into
follow
your ear
it like
hole.
3 days later, right? Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. I don't even know if it's going to be 3 days.
And then we should probably do 21 before we have to go back to work.
Yeah, we probably should.
Yeah.
Because the reason why we've been able to do all this tire testing is because neither one of us are working right now.
It's amazing.
All we do is we get up, we're like, okay, sweet, temperature's perfect, let's go ride. And then...
It has been perfect.
Yeah, it has. Yeah, and then we kind of get on with our day after that.
Nice. Shoot us an email, check us out on Instagram, and then till next time. Thanks for listening.
Cheers.
Peace.
for listening. The music we are using on today's show is from the Free Music Archive and is a song named Ice Age, performed by the Barking Spiders. You can find all our shows at fat-bike.com, including show notes for today's show.